Ever feel like you're just drowning in information, you know, trying to piece things together and just wishing for a shortcut?
Yeah, like you want to grasp the big ideas, but faster.
Exactly. Well, welcome to the deep dive. That's
Got
what we do. Break down complex stuff, make it accessible.
get you the essentials quickly.
So today, we're diving into the thinking of two philosophers, Dirk Vollenhoven and Herman Dooyeweerd, and specifically how their ideas can actually fit together, complement each other.
Right. We're looking at some, well, pretty deep philosophical work here.
Definitely.
And the mission, really, is to show you how these thinkers, Vollenhoven and Dooyeweerd, aren't necessarily opposed,
Okay.
but they actually work together to give you a much richer picture of reality.
A richer picture.
Yeah.
How so? Like, how does that help you listening?
Well, think of it as getting different angles, a multi-perspective view on complex situations you run into.
Okay, I like that. So, where do we start? You mentioned an idea. Perichoresis. Sounds kind of theological.
It is, originally, perichoresis. It comes from discussions about the Trinity in Christian theology.
The Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Exactly. The ideas about how the three persons are distinct, yet they completely indwell each other, work together interdependently, without confusion.
So, like, distinct but inseparable.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It emphasizes both their unity and their diversity. John of Damascus used it. Even Calvin thought it was a useful concept.
Okay, interesting. So how does this Trinity idea help us with Vollenhoven and Dooyeweerd? They're not exactly theologians in that sense.
No, but the structure of the idea is helpful. That perichoretic lens, let's call it. It helps us see Vollenhoven and Dooyeweerd not just one after the other or one above the other,
Right, not sequential or hierarchical.
but as interdependent. They each have their own focus, their own distinct contribution, but they're deeply intertwined. They build a fuller picture together.
Okay, interdependence. I get that. So applying this lens,
Yeah.
what emerges?
Well, the source material suggests it helps us see three main, let's call them descriptive views of reality. These combine fundamental aspects, transcendentals, with foundational concepts, these ideas.
Three views. Okay, what's the first one?
The first view focuses on individuals over time. How things, entities, people, whatever, how they come into being, how they change, and eventually how they cease to be.
Like a biography of a thing.
Sort of, yeah. And this view is regulated by what are called the ideas of origin and providence. Where did it start and where is it going, basically?
And which philosopher helps most here? Vollenhoven.
Vollenhoven is particularly strong here, yeah. He provides that narrative thread. He talks about successive intra-individual connections, tracking that single entity through its changes, its lifeline.
Okay, a lifeline. How does Dooyeweerd fit in here?
Dooyeweerd is, well, more structural. He gives you these detailed individuality structures, looking at all the aspects of something at a moment. His focus can sometimes lean towards maybe a kind of functionalism or even determinism.
Ah, so Vollenhoven gives the story Dooyeweerd the snapshot analysis.
In a way. But bringing in those ideas of origin and providence helps counteract that functionalist tendency in Dooyeweerd. It reminds us there's a beginning and a purpose, not just a fixed structure.
Got it. So that's view one, individuals over time. What's number two?
Number two is individuals in relation at a given time. So still individuals, but now focusing on the network of connections they have right now at a specific moment.
Okay, the web of relationships.
Exactly. And this is regulated by the ideas of origin and coherence, how things fit together now based on their origin.
And this sounds more like Dooyeweerd's territory.
It really is. His concepts like correlative and capsis, how things are embedded in their environment, fit perfectly here. He talks about cosmic time, which emphasizes both relationality and individuality existing together.
Encapsis, that's things being nested within each other,
Right.
right?
All right, like a company within a society, within an ecosystem. It's about those simultaneous relationships. Vollenhoven also looked at these contemporaneous connections, but usually framed them within his diachronic over time perspective.
Okay. And they both agreed reality isn't just in our heads.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
They both push back hard against any idea that reality is just a mental construct. They believed in an objective reality out there.
Good. So individuals over time, individuals in relation now. What's the third view?
The third one is relations over time. So now we're zooming out from the individuals to look at how the relationships themselves develop and change.
Ah, the evolution of the connections.
Precisely. And this is guided by the ideas of coherence and providence, how connections maintain integrity while also developing towards a purpose.
And who focused on this? Vollenhoven. do you weird?
Well, interestingly, neither of them fully developed this perspective as much as the other two. It's sort of an underdeveloped area in their main works.
Really? So it's a gap?
A bit of one. The source mentions Lambert Zutervart as someone whose work comes closer, talking about things like human fidelity to societal principles, or the life-giving disclosure of society, linking coherence and providence.
Okay. But Vollenhoven and Dieuwerd must have touched on it.
They did, in ways that reflect their core focus. Vollenhoven's idea of successive inter-individual relations hints at it from his providence or time-focused angle.
Right.
And Dieuwerd's concept of the opening process, things like differentiation or external encapsis, touches on it from his coherence or structural angle, but neither fully integrated it.
So these three views, individuals changing, individuals connected now, and relationships evolving, they kind of weave together Vollenhoven's time focus and Dieuwerd's structure focus.
Exactly. Using that perichoretic idea, you see how their strengths combine to give you a much more rounded, integrated understanding. You're not forced to choose between story and structure.
You get both.
You get both, and you see how they relate. It provides a richer toolkit.
Okay, so wrapping this up for you, the listener, we've seen how looking at Vollenhoven and Dieuwerd together, using this idea of perichoresis, gives us these three ways to view reality.
Individuals over time, individuals in relation now, and relations over time.
Right. And this connects back to wanting that quicker, deeper understanding. This framework gives you multiple lenses. It helps you analyze complex things without getting totally bogged down.
It's about seeing the different facets.
Yeah.
The history, the current network, the way the network itself is changing.
So here's something to chew on. Think about a complex situation in your own life or maybe something in the news.
Mm-hmm.
How might applying these three lenses, the individual stories, the current connections, the evolution of those connections, change how you see it?
Could it offer a new insight, a different angle you hadn't considered?
Maybe looking at the lifeline of the key players and the current web they're in and how that web has shifted, maybe that unlocks something.
It's definitely worth thinking about. It might just give you that aha moment.
Give it some thought. Perhaps explore Vollenhoven and Dieuwerd a bit more yourself. You might find it changes how you analyze, well, almost everything.